Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center and Catholic Volunteer Network's Advent Reflection Guide. My name is Mike McCormick, and I'm reading a reflection by Kevin Ruano, Franciscan Mission Service, D.C. Service Corps, for the second week of Advent. This is a reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Reflection. Isaiah, whose words the evangelist Luke repeats in this week's gospel, prophesied a beautifully uncanny world. According to the prophet's vision, no valley would be too deep, no mountain or hill too high, no road too long or path too rough for God's salvation to reach. When we understand this word, we recognize that the saving presence of God has no limitation. God's revelation arrives everywhere and to all life wherever it may be. No one life stands below or above another in that radically horizontal and unfamiliar world. God disregards human hierarchies, borders, and definitions. This season, we celebrate, meditate upon, and commit ourselves to our world's greatest mystery, God incarnate and among us in Christ. Just like those along the Jordan who were invited by John the Baptist, we recognize God is with us and in each one of us. The world whose mystery we know capable to reveal itself anywhere and at any moment of the day. The world in which each person enters in community without prejudice or judgment, but with mutual respect, because we know every person to be equally chosen and beloved by God. Focus on simple living. When I reflect on what prevents us from treating each other as kin and caring for each other and our common home, indifference appears as our greatest challenge. Today, our politicians run campaigns based on hatred, prejudice, and the blatant disrespect of other cultures. Today, so many of us deny scientific facts and disregard how our planet is suffering, while we choose to continue to live numb and blind. Preoccupied primarily by our economic well-being, we tolerate injustice and accept apathy. Simple living this Advent must mean making space for God and others in our hearts by ridding our lives of the material goods which make us apathetic to and complicit in others' suffering. Section 3, Service Suggestion. Opening our hearts to the arrival of God begins with an honest reflection on what in our lives encourages our cultural indifference to the suffering of our planet and its most marginalized peoples. This Advent, think of the moral demands of our faith and analyze whether your life habits or practices adequately demonstrate your commitment to God, all God's people, and all God's creation. What will you do to reflect more of the light of Christ today? Just and compassionate God, whose incarnate word reveals itself to the tender and humble-hearted, we pray for healing from the hurtful divisions that human hierarchies, borders, and definitions impose. Send your Spirit to renew a world divided and suffering. May bigotry shake in the path of your love and prejudice fade in your understanding presence. You, good guardian, know each one of us to be your chosen and beloved. Bless and protect us as we work for reconciliation, peace, and justice. For more reflections and resources like this, you can go online to www.catholicvolunteernetwork.org and www.catholicapostolatecenter.org, and may the charity of Christ urge you on.